Heather Duplessis Allen.
The texts are running hot. I'm going to get to that in a tick. You can imagine why. 19 past five. Now, the government is considering ending election day voting and enrolment. The problem is the same day enrolment was what went wrong with the last election, because there were so many people just turning up to enrol and then vote, it overwhelmed the counters. So the Justice Minister, Paul Goldsmith, says, well, it might have to stop. Andrew Geddis is an electoral law expert. Hi, Andrew.
Yeah, hi, Heather.
Does this sound like a good idea to you or not?
Really, it depends on who you support. So what this does is, at the moment, the law says that if you turn up on election day and you haven't enrolled to vote, you cast a special vote, and your special vote declaration then enrolls you to vote, allowing your vote to be counted. The kind of people who show up and cast their vote in that way tend to vote left. That's why the special votes every election deliver more seats to the left parties than the right.
Yeah.
So if you end election day enrolment, you're going to stop those votes being cast for the left side of politics, which will help the right, which is why Paul Goldsmith is so keen to do it.
Do you think so? Do you think that? I mean, is he really being that cynical?
Well, let's take a step back. I think certainly it costs money to do this. So there are resource implications, right? It costs the Electoral Commission to get the people on to, you know, do all these special votes. They're more expensive than ordinary votes. How much money you think it is worth putting into the voting process as a politician probably largely depends on where those votes are going. So the left party, Labour, they introduced election day voting. They said, yep, great idea. It's going to cost more, but we think it's a good idea because our people vote this way. Nationals coming in and going, no, it's going to be too expensive. It's not such a great idea. We're not going to do it because the people who vote on election day don't vote for them. And I don't think it's overly cynical to realise that, you know, politicians tend to put a value on voting depending on who those voters are casting their votes for.
Yeah, okay. Andrew, he can't do this, can he? Because if he does this, it is such a blatant attempt to stack the odds in your team's favour that it would basically encourage the other side to do some other crazy similar thing when they get in. We can't be having that.
I suppose so, though. I imagine National would make the argument, look, Labour only brought this in because they wanted their people to be able to vote. So you've got to ask, you know, which rule benefits whom? That being said, I mean, we say our parliament ought to make the laws for the country because everyone gets to have their say on who should be in parliament. And we put a huge amount of weight and faith in that, right? Our whole democracy is the basis on how our whole system works. Democracy only works if people are able to take part in it. So if you're going to constrain it, you really have to, you know, recognise you're starting to chip away at the foundations for why we say our system's so good. You know, yes, it'll cost more money to allow people to continue to vote on election day. If you take that right away, you're taking away the ability of, you know, some tens of thousands of people to have their say on who they want to represent them. That's a consequence of doing this.
Yeah, absolutely. Andrew, thank you very much. Andrew Geddis, electoral law expert.
For more from Heather Duplessis Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.